AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The first plane has landed at Heathrow Airport about 18 hours after an inferno at an electrical substation caused a power outage that shuttered Europe's busiest travel hub. Boeing will build the Air Force's secretive future fighter jet. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It'll be known as the F-47.
In the Oval Office, the 47th president sat next to a rendering of the sixth-generation fighter.
The most advanced, most capable, most lethal aircraft ever built.
With stealth and penetration capabilities far exceeding any current fighters, essential for a potential fight with China.
We're going to write the next generation of modern aerial warfare with this.
General David Alvin, the Air Force's top officer, but critics wonder about the jet's cost and need, since the Pentagon is still struggling to fully produce its most current advanced jet. The F-35 program is expected to cost more than $1.7 trillion, and the future B-21 stealth bomber will have many of the F-47's cutting-edge technologies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic lawmakers are using digital spaces to try and attract more voters. AP's Marcela Sanchez.
Content creators, podcasters, and celebrities are the latest lineup of people boosting the party's message on their platforms. Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill are determined to show they're responding to the Trump administration with 40 online progressive individuals on their team. These informal and casual posts range from selfie-style explainers in parked cars to podcast appearances and live streams. While this move has drawn mockery from liberal allies and the GOP in Congress, Democratic content has been topping trending charts online. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports a judge is not satisfied with the Trump administration's responses on deportation flights.
U.S. District Judge Jeb Boasberg's demanding the Trump administration explain why it failed to turn around flights carrying deportees to El Salvador over the weekend, as he'd ordered. The Trump administration alleged the Venezuelan immigrants were gang members and part of an invasion, citing an 18th century wartime law. But the judge temporarily blocked the deportations even as the planes were in the air, directing they return. The administration said Boasberg's follow-up request to provide more details about the flights or claim that complying would harm state secrets was unnecessary judicial fishing. But Boasberg shot back that response was woefully insufficient and ordered Trump officials to submit a sworn declaration about the state secrets privilege by today. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.